Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. Yo, they fucking have bondage snakes in this dude.
I was on Facebook and I'm scrolling, and in a boa constrictor group, this guy was like, he was like, does anybody know where I can buy more of these? And I'm sure you'll put a picture up.
Yeah.
But it's literally of a boa constrictor with a tiny little muzzle on his face, so that I guess he doesn't open his mouth and bite somebody.
Okay.
Before like, anything.
Is it real or is it edited, bro?
No, it's real.
No, that's real. Before anything, like, what does that make you think of? Like, first, primal.
Pimples. It made me think of bondage.
That I was going to say, that looks so like bad. Bondage, bro.
That's so bad.
That wasn't a muzzle.
I was like, where did he get that? Did he DIY
he
it?
To
dude, does a company
something.
Make
I'm
that
I'm sure
thing?
Someone makes it. Some that's weirdo, so some reptile show is going to make that.
That's so bad. That's so bad. Let's start off. I don't think it's harmful to the animal. At the same time, it's like, why are you doing that? Like, if... And, like, I can get, like, okay.
Is it equivalent to, like, an alligator having tape around its mouth?
No. No. No.
No. And I think partially it's because... Well, actually, you would know about this, about, like, I guess, crocodilian training and stuff.
Whoa.
I can be confident that a snake won't bite anybody. You know, it's not a guarantee, but I can be confident and be like, yeah, I can put this snake in front of a kid, and it's not going to bite him, you know? I don't know if you can do the same thing with crocodilians.
See... Not, for me, it's more so what the message is for, like, the showing of the snake. Most educational shows, you're talking about trying to get people to like them and to not be afraid of them.
And then with
if
the
you're showing
it,
someone a boa with a muzzle and explaining to them why you have the muzzle on, you're kind of asking for the opposite.
Do you
whereas
think
with crocodilians,
safer?
No, I mean, in the moment, yeah, but they're going to feel like they're going to always try to bite or
snakes
something like
always
that.
Bite. Yeah, they
snakes,
need to be
you're just
going to
keep
whatever.
Going on with that narrative. With the crocodilians, is different just because that's kind of a given.
How do we know that it's like pair wasn't
for the most
into
part.
That?
A what?
Well, how do we know that the pair to that animal wasn't into that?
Yeah. So, the one
who
was set up with just
kinky snakey.
Up.
Yeah.
I feel enrichment has a cap. You don't need that. Like,
you think that's like above the cap?
That's a little too much enrichment for me. Like, they're not out there crocheting their own little muzzles for each other.
What if that was required?
For what?
For like, if you're going to bring a snake out to be exhibited, you needed to put that on. Because that is required for alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah.
That'll be the day.
That's crazy.
What are you
a sad day.
I mean, I was going to say, like, if you have, like, let's say you're breeding reptiles, right?
Okay.
Skinks, I know, can be violent sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need to grip. I don't know if they need to grip in order to position themselves properly. In skinks, probably the case. Yeah. But in snakes, not always. Sometimes they just bite to hold down the female. But if you go ahead and just, like, muzzle them, they don't bite. Will they still breed?
I've heard that people specifically with skinks, they will put a small piece of tape around the female's mouth so she doesn't bite back at the male. Because then you could get
that
biting.
Is sexist.
Yeah,
it's just you could get biting on the hemipenes, and sometimes it's like that male just might not be into teeth. It's crazy.
Damn.
No teeth play.
Yo, he's probably so bored. Like, yo, bite me back, bro. Bite me back.
It's all fun and games until their dick gets bit off.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Well, speaking of Facebook posts that are unhinged, there was another, I forget which group this one was, but.
Florida Herp something.
Florida Herps. Okay.
Herpes. Yeah.
So this guy, he's like, hey, I found these last night or the other night. A bunch of veiled chameleons. Cool. Fine. Took them out of the environment. Then. Some guy comments and goes, what are you going to do with them? You know, because it's like, oh, are you going to euthanize them? Are you going to freeze them, put them in the pet trade, sell them, whatever? This guy goes, on the internet, in front of everybody, in front of this whole group, says, I'm going to release them on my property and farm them. And it's like, dude, you're literally saying, it's like Adventorin's video that we were talking about the other day. And it's like, you're literally showing evidence of you being the problem.
Yeah.
Of you being the
we
literal
can go
evidence.
Back. To the evidence.
Okay.
We found the evidence.
Yep.
So how do these reptiles get here? Tell me it doesn't happen, motherfucker.
Bromeliads.
Tell me it doesn't happen that people literally release them. There's these dumb motherfuckers that do it.
And the thing is, they weren't
some
even ashamed. I'm going to literally name their names.
Too many
name
people.
Them. I'm going to name them.
Some people, too many people.
Well, okay.
One is too many.
You've got
one is too many, but there's so many species, it's too many people. For
if
sure.
You know these people, call them out. It's Vincent, Chiaramonte, Tommy Fisher, and Richard Del Bono. Just, and Donald... Rollins was the guy who posted it. Honestly, just, hey, reach out, message them. Be like, hey, maybe don't do that. Stop doing that.
I don't know if the message is going to stop them. We just need to raise people better so that the future looks better than what it is.
It would be one thing. I think it would be one thing if they were like, yeah, I have a cage and I'm going to put it where my tree is, and the tree is going to be in the cage, and it's going to be confined.
Absolutely not.
It's not an excuse for there just to be a tree in your yard, and then you put that animal there.
They won't leave, dude. They won't leave. I swear to God, they won't leave, dude. That's what they all say. Just like reptiles can't survive in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. They stay in the same tree. They never leave. Yeah. Reptiles don't make it in Central Florida. Dude, it's too cold. No. It's too cold.
They're so messed up.
I know some people that have crested geckos outside, dude.
Who?
Us.
Hey!
In the cold. Did you bring them in?
No.
You didn't?
No. They're doing fine, buddy.
Thugs. And how it went down to the 30s, let me tell you.
I did a podcast with Rob and Jeremy, the Reptile Talk podcast, and that was a big topic, is keeping animals outside here in Florida throughout the cold, and we talked a lot about that.
Yeah. I saw that. What was his Rob? Yeah. He asked about temps. You should have sent him the temps when it was
The thing is that I was in between the show taking care of I got a new dog. The dog's sick and stuff like that. It's been a lot.
You gotta send him that so you can freak him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Bro, I literally go outside and I check on them, make sure like everything's good.
Yeah. You left everything outside?
And so I brought one of the nightingales in because she's not doing so hot.
Okay.
Like, not bad. She's losing a little bit of weight. She doesn't look bad yet. So I was like, yeah, you are coming in. Mm-hmm. Then the day geckos get a little iffy, so I get scared. The crestie was still fucking moving. Yeah. Like, the day geckos were moving a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to risk it. Crested gecko, I was like, let me see. You're fucking running. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
Kept it there. And then you guys saw I was out there all night. So I checked until like 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No, they do good. I mean, the skinks, I also did a podcast with Blazing Blue Tongues, and we were also talking about specifically the skinks and how I've been keeping them and how, like, manipulating them. And I literally, all I have to do is cover them with a plastic sheet. It's literally what you put on the ground when you're painting a house.
Tarp.
No. Well, it's some kind of tarp,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's a tarp. That's what we use.
Does it rhyme with carp and start with T?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tarp.
It's a tarp. You gotta think about that.
I'm like, what the fuck?
And then the crested geckos, the only thing that I did is that I put them in a shed so that way when the sun hits in the morning, that shed is just really hot. And I opened the shed so there's breeze in there. So throughout the night, it's just little by little lowering the temperature.
Instead of just,
exactly.
Okay.
Florida, reptiles do survive in Florida.
Do you think they feel the cold the same way? Cold, do you think that they feel the way we feel cold?
No. So this is actually interesting. What cold is... Because
that's all I always think about.
What cold is heat leaving. It's the transfer of heat. When you feel cold, it's because your heat is leaving onto the thing that you're touching. In the atmosphere, heat is leaving your body because the outside has less energy. It's colder. A reptile is different because a reptile doesn't have the heat. I think what happens with a reptile is they can stop functioning. They lose the energy to continue metabolic processes.
Yeah, but that's not exactly true because they do have the energy that they gain throughout the day. That's how they survive throughout the night.
But I don't think it's like a physical cold. Like he's saying like what they feel. I'm like, I don't think they feel cold. Yes. I think it's they're feeling like just no energy.
So with the like freezing of reptiles that we talked about in the last podcast, I did a little bit of research on the process that happens as they freeze. Their blood has, I forgot what it was called, but it crystallizes.
Yeah.
So it is... like painful. It is a feeling that they do feel physically.
So it's painful when that stuff happens?
No, I'm sure it's painful. But the thing is are we talking about if they're feeling cold?
Yes. Imagine crystals inside of your blood freezing before you do. They do feel that. So they end up cold. Yes.
That's crazy. Yes.
But is that cold?
Yes.
Okay,
do you think if your blood crystallized, you'd feel cold?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you get injected with shit, does it feel warm?
Oh.
No.
It can feel cold
what
sometimes.
What the fuck? When was the last time you got vaccinated?
Whatever, bro.
Whatever, bro. All right, so your boy came out with a new Peter-looking thing.
Peter-looking thing.
The fucking white long thing liked.
What?
Nerd came out with an albino sunbeam. They recently just posted it. And then one of my guys, he's from Gainesville. He posted in a group and he was like, is anybody work with other morph sunbeams and stuff? I'm like, there's other morphs and stuff?
There are?
I don't know, but I was like,
do we have pictures of this?
Or
are we
just going to talk
shit? Well, show them.
Yeah, send it to me. I didn't show it to you?
No,
yeah,
dude. You showed it to me, but they were fucking...
I want to see and judge it. I'm going to say it's bullshit.
You're going to hate it.
Yeah, so. I'm going to hate it, but let me see.
that Colombian rainbow boa ass.
But you asked me, it's like, if it's still iridescent. It's like, yeah, it is. Yeah, but that's, it's hideous.
It's ugly. Hideous. The iridescence is kind of cool, but it's pretty fucking ugly.
That's disgusting.
That's interesting.
Were they trying to do that, or they just popped out?
I don't know. I don't know if it's an import. I don't know. It looks like an adult size, so it was probably an import.
Maybe, yeah.
Interesting.
Hideous. Disgusting.
It is pretty ugly. I like the iridescence. It's cool, yeah. But...
That looks like
they've
a
been
toy.
Ugly.
Some memes are one of the most overrated snakes.
Yeah.
You never see it for being as pretty as it is. It's just...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's a cool animal. If I saw one in the wild, I'd be happy, but like keeping?
Yeah. No. Here. Let's talk about good influencers on the internet.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go in order, though. Let's do this.
Okay. Who's your favorite reptile influencer? Reptile pet tuber.
No, let's start with Eric. Eric.
Hold on. I got to write notes right now.
¿Cuál es tu influencer favorito?
Okay.
Que tiene que ver con los reptiles.
There are some people that are offended by what you just said.
Hola.
Okay.
I got my shit.
Eric, Tino.
Yeah.
You give it.
I'll start. I'll start off strong and I'll say Clint's Reptiles.
Okay.
Clint Layla is fantastic. He actually has a degree, so he's not talking just from pure experience. He's actually like talking about, especially the videos that he talks about with phylogenetic charts. Mm. Amazing. He's like, let's talk about every single bat. I'm like, fire, let's do it. And then whales and all that stuff. I think his content is the most educational out there.
I'll have to watch more of his shit. I do like him. The stuff that I have watched from him, I love it. He's mm-hmm. he's very genuine too, like you could tell.
Yeah.
But I don't consume that much social media, especially YouTube anymore. I need to start to know everybody. But from what I have seen, I really do like
him. When I first started to get into like which reptiles I really wanted, I looked at Clint's videos probably the most. Because I was like, let's see the different things.
He has like the best classification for those videos, with the like how he does the 1 through 5 for different categories, it's tight.
I will say one video that I really really liked from him is crocodilian video. When he went through all the crocodilians, I forgot what it was exactly, but I did learn some things about the dwarf caimans. I don't remember exactly what he said because now I know so fucking much, but I remember him saying something and I didn't know, and I had been working with them for years, and I was like motherfucker.
That's actually because of that video. I obviously researched. You had posted on your feed, like, what's the difference between this? This is a crocodile. What's the difference? This is an alligator. Yeah. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Yeah. You mean just alligator the genus versus crocodilus genus? Or are you talking about Alligaridae versus Crocodilidae?
Yeah.
Because those are different.
Yeah, but I had to make it a little bit more for everybody else.
No. But then even looking through it, like, I was still, like, trying to look for, like, the phylogenetic difference. Honestly, I think it was just based on lineages. They were just like, these are more related than these ones, but there's nothing that they're like... The only one that I found that I was like, okay, this one I guess is a little bit more a clear line is alligatoridae, like caimans and alligator genus. They mostly tend to be around freshwater situations, whereas crocodilus tends to be around saltwater, except obviously, of course, for the freshwater crocodile.
No, there's a few that...
There's a few that don't...
Yeah, there's a few that are like freshwater and a few that are like salt. That part doesn't matter. But it's not only lineages, but also like physically, they're different, right? And to be that different, they have had to come from, of course, lineage wise, they have had to come from two different places. So a lot of their ancestors don't even meet until very, very far back. Mm. So which is very interesting, especially with the skull structure of both groups, caiman, alligators, crocodiles, and gharial, because that's their own group over there. It's a whole different thing. Working with them, you'll notice too, to get the ISOs, like that's another thing. Caiman and alligators have it all over their face. Mm. Crocodiles have that shit all over their body. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows exactly what they do. That's one thing. Some of the caiman, osteoderms is another one. Alligators and a lot of the caimans have very tall osteoderms, which make a lot of their skins not be able to be used. Where crocodile scutes, a lot of them are a lot more flat in comparison. So there's a whole bunch of shit that makes them very different, not just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, he's ready?
What's your favorite?
I'm ready. So does it have to be reptile specific?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
All right. So I still got some. Okay. I still have some. Why you gotta look at me like that? Okay, so basic. I'm a big Kenan fan. Okay. I like turtles a whole lot, and he's a turtle guy.
Do you have a list right there in your hand of reptile influencers?
No, I'm looking at my subs.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at subscriptions and stuff. So Kenan's a big one. I'm a really big fan of Clint as well.
Yeah.
Same reason. He kind of scratches that part of my brain that I want to see every single species every single piece of information on it.
I haven't seen a lot of Kenan's recent videos. Is he doing more turtle content or no?
It's kind of all over the place, but I'm okay with it. Kenan's really good for because he makes longer videos too. I just have it playing, seeing what's up, what's going on with the stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But his older videos are some of my favorite stuff because it's fun. Another one that I really, really like, it's called Once Upon a Turtle, right? Once Upon a Turtle.
Okay. Oh, I thought he said toad. I was like, oh no.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very small channel. It's only got 1,000 subs. It's some Japanese guy that has Japanese pond turtles and some other species. And those are some of the only videos I could find of the Japanese pond turtle, which is one of my favorite turtles. And that really helped me out trying to see what they're going to look like stuff like that. And then Garden State is...
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The pinnacle. The
They're doing really good stuff over there. Awesome I'm also a big fan of... Dan, it's just turtle people. Dan's funny. I like Dan the Turtle Man.
We got to talk about that motherfucker. Is that your... That motherfucker is random as fuck and funny, bro.
He was dressed as a shrimp frying rice. Shrimp fried rice.
Funny. Fucking crazy, bro. He's fucking hilarious. His ADHD is a superpower, bro. He is... Fucking hilarious! I like
he's killing it on Instagram right now. With his shrimp breeding. Funny.
And I have one last one.
Damn, he's got all of the fucking influence.
Like them all.
You might like this guy. I don't know if you've seen him. His name is Snakes and Adders. He's from.
I do know Snakes and Adders. Yeah, he's from Europe.
Yeah,
I forget what country.
England,
but yeah.
I hope I'm correct on that. It's England or Britain. I don't know the political correctness on that.
Honestly, he's got one of those I don't want this to be racist, but he's got that Scottish Norwegian kind of region accent.
So if you're watching,
sorry if that's insensitive.
We apologize. But basically, he covers all the random niche snakes.
Yeah, he's cool.
He talks a lot about those rats.
He's come after fat retics before on his Facebook and stuff. Yeah, I love it.
He just offers good genuine
Do you have anything other than Clint? Because you named one.
So I also love Richard with the Tarantula Collective. It's one of the only. I mean, there aren't really that many invertebrate channels anyway, but I think his is one of the best. He just started a podcast too, maybe last year. And he's definitely one of those people that's not going away from the pet industry. Of course he is, but he's also being a lot more scientific about it. He's getting doctors and researchers onto his podcast and talking specifics about tarantulas and about insects. I'm like, dude, this is fire. One of the best things he did is that he recently got in Arizona bark scorpions, right? And those are known to be medically significant. They're not going to kill you. I don't think they've ever had a body.
You just go through it.
But a lot of people go to the doctors for it because it's unbearable. So he gets bit in one of the videos that he's setting it up, right? But what he does is he films it. He's like, I'm going to start recording. And he documents his experience. I'm like, that is awesome. That is so cool. I mean, don't do that if it's a life-threatening situation. Obviously, go to a doctor. But the fact that he's documenting his experience, he's like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. This is the pain that I'm going through. I'm like, this is crazy. Awesome. This is some awesome information.
Here we go.
Sounds like Coyote Peterson to me.
A little bit different. A little bit different. Yeah, but I guess. But that video, he's obviously really serious about it. He's like, he's not writhing on the floor oh my God, I'm dying. So it's different. And then the only other one that I thought of was Dylan with the Animals at Home podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fantastic content. If you guys like this podcast, definitely go watch his podcast. He's also...
Yeah, it's exactly the same as this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's also going away from a lot of the pet mentality and just being more dedicated to the animals, promoting better care, better practices. Yep. All that stuff is fantastic. Yeah. That needs to be... That channel
needs
to
really
be pushed
interesting
more.
Too. Once you start zooming in at it's more than just the heat bulb. It's more than just UVB stuff. I'm just damn. Mm-hmm. It's
he did. What am I doing? Participated in what's called a Better Care Challenge a couple years ago, where he was you call out influencers, not really call them out for being doing bad things, but be like, you know, the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah,
it was that. It was Better Care Challenge. Take an enclosure and make it better. And he participated in that. He was one of the people that first started it. I'm like, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
I can't do that. I can't do that with my racks. Chuck, what are your
So I have to say a few, even though I feel a little bit biased with a couple of them.
Because you're friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not that we're close friends or anything, but I think with the bunch that I'm going to say, it's mostly because of how I know them personally. So I will have to say Chandler. stone. Just because I've met them, I know what they're about. I've had good times with both. We have similar friend groups, so they kind of mix, and everything I hear from everybody is pretty much fucking great. And I know a lot of the ideas and things that they want to push for the future, and it's kind of like that. It's almost stepping away. Like, still being part of the Pet Troop, but stepping away.
Did they did their podcast, right?
Yes. So there's some things going on in the process, to my understanding, but there are some, like, okay. it's starting. So those two I really, really enjoy just because I've met them and I know what they're about. Mm-hmm. Influencer, who else? Again, I like Clint. I don't, like, that's the thing. I don't consume a lot of these people's content, but the content that I have consumed, mm-hmm. I really, really enjoy Clint. It's fucking fire. I used to watch Kenan as well a long time ago. I had the privilege of meeting him a few times as well. So I do like his content, and I do like him as a person. Like, I've had people come down and try to record with us and pretty much, like, ask me something about the animal, and then they say it in front of the video. So it's like little clips that they put together, and it makes it sound like they know everything. Hmm. Kenan was like, turn on the camera, zoom, we got into it, the camera never stopped, like, we just straight to the point. So him and my old boss, we just straight to the point. I was in the back, I was helping recording some of the other animals and backing up, and watching that, I was like, oh, he's real. Like, I like that, that's real. He's not like the other ones that ask me and then try to, yeah, you know. So I do like Kenan, Chandler, Stone. Who else? So there's one that's not he's not an influencer, but he is in a lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never know, and that will be Birds and Exotics of the World. He is behind so fucking much you'll never know. Like, he is connected.
He's the Illuminati.
I swear to God, this motherfucker knows the whole fucking country.
What's his content like?
That's the thing. It's not exactly his content. It's once you meet him, it's how you, like, grow as a content creator.
Yeah.
He literally could connect you to anything and anyone. Anybody could go out to this man, and this man will go, okay, this is what you need, and could hook, like, he makes the connections for everybody. Like, for all these influencers that you watch, especially in Florida, a lot of the things they do and figure out, a lot of them is because of Lewis.
Yeah.
And you would never know. You would never fucking know.
Interesting.
I thought it was all because of Crutchfield.
You're so dumb.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
All right. What's content like?
So these days, I'm also pretty casual with, like, reptile content, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I'm not intaking a lot of it. I don't watch a lot of Dave Kaufman. I don't watch a lot of Nerd, but sometimes they have, like, specific videos where I'm like, okay, I like that. With YouTube, the only one that I'm like, oh, somebody's, like, consistently, like, throwing things that I'm like, so is actually Adam Wiggins.
Yeah.
I do like the top five stuff because I feel like it's straight to the point. Mind you, not every video, but it's a friend I like supporting. Yeah. Actually, good information and entertaining, and I'm not trying to be biased, but Tiki's Geckos, dude, they're so funny. I do enjoy them.
Their skits be
Yes. Fire, so good, bro.
There's skits. Every time they put one on, I'm like, I should have thought of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
You know what it is? I think also because they're my friends, that I just want to, like, I wish I was there with them more. Like, I wish I could see them more often. So it's like, I want to take that. Kenan is somebody I started with in this whole thing, like, as far as watching. Same thing with Chris Leone. On Instagram, I love watching Armin's videos. Herb Time.
Oh, shit.
When he's building shit, dude.
Oh, my God. I will say, like, if we were to do a podcast on, like, up and coming, he's in it. He's in that list.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Bro, he's on that fucking list. You know, anything he fucking does is just, like, Jesus.
This guy was,
listen to me, God damn it. Everything is like, that he cannot speak.
Okay.
But the way everything looks, dude, it's just motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so Armin Mason. So Armin,
I love Mason Barnes, too. He's I love him. He's
Kayla, great. Kayla's Critters. She kills it.
She's
too.
She's another one.
I also like the they're usually on YouTube that I see them, YouTube Shorts. But they're like snake catchers, usually in Australia. There's like maybe two or three of them that they catch snakes, snakes in people's homes.
Oh,
they
bro, just grab fuck them it,
and it's like so easy.
Ricky Mack, dude.
Is he? Oh, God,
crackhead. Yeah.
God, Ricky Mack, the God
in Australia.
Is that one of the guys?
That might be one of them.
It might be one of them. Honestly, I see so many.
We've sent them in the chat a lot. That motherfucker finds anything and everything.
You know what's funny? So this one, so I like those kinds of videos. Catalia also does those kinds of videos, and I think they're funny. I think they're funny because she does it in her voice, and it's just perfect because she's like, oh, hey, little friend, and just like grabs them and grabs rattlesnakes.
Like the two types of reptile people.
Yeah, there's two types, bro. You got Catalia, like, you know, talking about this, like, hey, you know? Yeah. And then you got Ricky Mack.
Boom.
Got bit by a type again. Goes blind out of one eye.
They're playing Doom, like, out there in the wild.
Like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
But I think that I know that we said we weren't really going to talk about this, and I don't want to do the whole, you know, what a lot of people have been doing right now.
Say your favorite. Who's your favorite?
Obviously, it's Brian Barczyk. We're going to watch a little bit of a video today that I put together, a Mod Podge of some of his best moments that I liked, that I think will mean a little bit to all of us here. But I don't want to make it sappy. Like, I want to celebrate this man. What an amazing dude. And so much that he did for this hobby. And this is just in tribute to this dude. Chuck, can you pull that up?
Hey, Brian from Snake Bites here. The question I get asked more than any other question is, how do I take care of so many snakes and do it properly? We're going to go ahead and share our philosophy as well as some trade secrets with you. You're watching Snake Bites.
Oh my god, that logo. Holy cow.
We have here is a bumblebee ball python, so this is a double codominant morph. If you breed a spider ball python to a pastel ball python, out of every four eggs, you're gonna get one bumblebee, a pastel, and a spider, and a normal. Of my trip to Australia. No sooner do we pull up to Bob's place called Camp Chili, and we hear a scream from Bob's wife, Judy. There was a snake, and they needed us to help catch it. Turns out, it was an eastern brown snake. Not only are these one of the most highly venomous snakes on the planet, but they're also some of the most mental snakes to handle. We ran up to the snake, and it was right there in the garden in front of their house. Before we knew it, it had disappeared under the porch. Without even thinking, I got on my hands and knees and went under the porch after it. Before I realized it, I looked in front of me, and there was Bob Irwin, right down on his hands and knees too.
This was the skater's small fight.
Crap, it's it! Oh my god, dude! It hit it! Oh my god! Oh, it's a scaleless snake, dude! It is a scaleless ball python!
It's a scaleless ball python!
Oh my god, dude!
Yeah!
Funny is that most people think that it's really just my business, but the truth is, Lori has been a part of it from day one. So it's kind of a couple type of thing. For me, I'm kind of that passionate animal guy that's like a creative tornado. And Lori pretty much puts it all together and makes sure that the collection is really doing what it's supposed to do.
Is it hard to reel Brian in when he gets going on something?
It's impossible. Yeah. I mean, basically, there's no stopping him. When he gets super focused on something and that's all he can think about, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You just kind of have to try to rail it in. Yeah, exactly. Contain it. Perfect.
So let's look at this. The Burmese python did its run early on. Obviously, a big animal. Kind of fell down. Leopard geckos, corn snakes, bearded dragons have all been really good and are continuing to be good. Ball pythons, tremendous animals, but hey, they're not worth what they used to be. Still great investments, but not what they used to be, say 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago. So now the $1 million question, what, if there is the next reptile? I'm about to tell you what I think it is. And drum roll, please. The fact is that anyone that's talked to me over the last 6 or 7 months, this isn't gonna come to as a surprise to them whatsoever. I honestly believe that the next big reptile investment is right here. That's right. The blue.
This is the video. That's the fucking video that changed my life.
For probably the last year or two, to be honest with you. For you guys that watch me on Snake Bites and other Animal Bites type stuff, and even Discovery Channel, sometimes you don't see all the other things I've got going on. So I thought to myself, why not let you guys come into my world all the time as opposed to just a produced show once a week where it's just really me and you guys and you see who I am. You don't get a chance to, you know, see Lori, my wife, my my house, the things I'm traveling to. Like, for instance, we're going to be heading out to New England Reptile Breeders, which is NERD in New Hampshire. We're going to go have some fun out there. You know, trips all over the place, you know, Georgia, Alabama, all this stuff where I'm going to be doing all these really cool adventures and animal things. So I figure, why not bring you guys along on that journey, give you guys a chance to see who I am. So I hope you're going to enjoy this kind of new experience for me. Make sure to subscribe, share it with other people. Let's get this party started.
Love running into people, and here at Gatorland, I ran into these awesome people, and you guys have a YouTube channel, your Powerhouse Reptiles.
Mad Bio Reptiles.
And we're together.
Powerhouse Reptiles. So go ahead and show these guys some love, please. I want to give away a bunch of free stuff. But to do that, I've got to take over this pet shop. I've got to go talk to the owner. Hey, do you mind if I take over your reptile pet shop for the next few hours?
Yeah, go for it, man.
So thank you guys for letting me take over your place for the day. These were something I never expected to see. These are what they call ivory northern blue tongue skinks, and they are incredible. Mutation that I've seen over in Australia, but never saw here in the state. And they popped up just in the last year or two, and I've never seen them in person. You guys know I love blue tongue skinks. There's a few people out in the parking lot, but I don't know if 5 people are gonna show up, or 50 or 100 people, I'm not sure. Regardless, it is about time. We are unlocking the door and letting people in. Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you, man?
How's everything going? Hi, how are you guys? Thank you guys for waiting. Come on in, how are you? Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up? It's good to see you guys.
Good to meet you.
Thanks for waiting so long. Hey guys, what's going on? Here we are, guys. It's wild to think that 2 years ago, none of this even existed. You know, something that I wanted to do my whole life. And now 2 years later, it feels like such a part of me. And now this part is going to be open today. Wow. Just taking a quick look as I'm walking in here. Thank you guys for allowing me to do this, you know, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. And I just want to share every moment with you. So let's just buckle up and have a great day.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that we were like smiling through it when we got to like the $1 million, like the next $1 million reptile, and literally, dude, if it wasn't for that fucking video,
yep, you wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't. We probably wouldn't be. Well, we wouldn't be doing this because I wouldn't have moved up here.
It was because
of the blue tongues.
Yosh saw that video and he was like,
"Yeah,
I'm gonna write that everywhere."
Yeah.
That's dude, my Bible now.
Yeah. Actually, can you pull up the chat real quick? Because there was a message that I did want to read that for me said a lot about his character.
Our chat right here.
Yeah. So M Lock posted this. M Zotic.
Oh, M Zotic. Okay.
Yeah. I guess the context was maybe she wasn't like a fan of Bartek.
She wasn't. Actually, that's another person that I used to watch.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So she shared, I guess, probably like an initial conversation with Brian that he sent her.
How long was it?
It wasn't a long conversation. I'm just gonna.
Oh, how long ago? Was
2019.
Okay.
Actually, Valentine's Day. 2019.
Was that AnimalCon? That was first AnimalCon.
Was it?
No. Oh, no. 2020. Yeah.
So. I'm going to read what he wrote, and like I said, I think this says a lot about his character, which is what an amazing dude. He writes, "I know you have not always been a fan of what I do, and I understand that. Just wanted you to know I still respect you and what you stand for. I do wish you the best, and I'm trying hard to do the right things. Sure, I'll make mistakes, but I'm trying. You inspire a lot of people. Keep that."
Respect to that boy.
Respect to that dude.
Respect to that boy.
Yup.
If it wasn't for that boy...
Like, yeah.
Nothing. I wouldn't be here. Nobody would be here.
Yeah.
You'd still look like that.
Yes.
Crazy thing about that day, not to get too into it, same day, my stepdad got arrested. I got 15 years in prison, and I had no way to pay my rent.
Yeah.
And my mom.
Yeah. Well, condolences and lots of love to his friends and family with a lot of respect. Yeah. If you've made it this far through the podcast, you'll notice we did not put any commercials. This episode is not monetized because it is not about that. It is, you know, if anything, I'm going to put in the description what you can do to help the Bartek family through this time. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
There's one more influencer.
Okay, who?
Noah Bartek, bro. You're doing good.
Oh, yeah.
In the video, I was like, no, yeah. I forgot he looked like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Noah
man.
Bartek, buddy.
He is doing an amazing job.
Yep.
And I met him when we did this when they came here for Animal Con. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a relationship with him outside of like the couple times that I've seen him, but I'm proud of that kid.
Brian's team is insane.
No, that's a fucking
when they were
team.
Through here. I was like,
He's got good people on his side.
And they're keeping that shit up.
Yeah, they're keeping that shit up, bro. Like, they're making shit run how it is, bro. Bro, to have a team do that much for you, you must be a fucking god.
Yep.
That's a religion. That's a religion he started, bro.
Something that I don't know if I should talk about this, but something that he, I mean, they put it on the vlog, so I guess I can. Something that Noah said, he was describing how much Brian loved the vlog, that he said his actual, like, apparently his last moments he had were him watching the vlog. And the way that Noah described it, he was like, if he, I guess, like, he felt like he was ready to go. Like, it was in good hands. Yeah. Mucho respect to those fucking people.
Yeah, prayers and thoughts.
Yep. You know what? This was the Reptiles with Podcast.